good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And this is Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike. And that is yours truly, Michael Wolfeld. I'm the staff naturopath with Purium Health. Of course, I always like to give Dave and Amy the credit that, as far as I know, this may be about the only company, certainly the only network company, network marketing company that I'm aware of that actually has a naturopath on board that is available to answer questions and try and help deal with things and so on and so forth. So, of course, you can call me anytime that you want, and my numbers are 800-962-5433, and you can also email me, askbhbdoc@gmail.com. And, of course, the information, there's a whole resource sheet on me on the Purium website. You can always pretty much find me there. Well, tonight we are talking, generally speaking, about the body-mind connection, the science of using mind to maximize your body's health. And the reason we're going to talk about this, and we've talked about similar types of topics before, but a question that's coming up over and over again, and for those of you that were listening to the end of the support call, Rodney was doing a great job, and one of the things that he mentioned, because a person had called in and wanted to know how often or how soon they could possibly repeat the cleanse if they had not lost all the weight they wanted to lose. And, of course, the answer I always give is, well, you know, everyone's a little different. I mean, there are people who've done it back-to-back. Well, there are a couple people who've done it for several months, which, you know, I'm not real fond of doing it that way, but hey, if it worked, that's fine. One of the main functions of the transformation cleanse, why we call it a transformation cleanse, is because the goal is for all of us to transform our lives into a healthier lifestyle. Now, a healthier lifestyle does not just simply mean we're eating better. It means we're taking better care of ourselves, which means we're having more awareness of our emotions. It means that we're resting properly, that we're relaxing when we are attempting to relax, and we're energized when we are active, and that we are working on positive thinking, exercise, so on and so forth. So there's a whole gamut of things that really involve the idea of transforming our lives into a healthier lifestyle. And that's, like I said, that's really the game. That's what we're trying to do. So, how does this deal with the science of using mind to maximize our body's health? Well, one of the problems that we all face in today's world is the humongous amount of information that is available through marketing, you know, advertising, news, so on and so forth. One of the misfortunes that has taken place over the last 50 years is the misinformation that has been promoted that health is a piecemeal thing. For example, there are now specialists that only deal with a single little part of your body. There are dentists that deal with gum disease. There are dentists that deal with if you have a cavity or you need a crown. There are other dentists that deal with doing root canals. There's other dentists who deal with doing implants. There's other dentists who deal with periodontal gum disease. And then there's still other dentists who would deal with things like cancer in the mouth and that kind of thing. So the sad thing is these people, and some of them are very skilled. There's no doubt about it. And that can be very helpful if we need someone to perform a task. But the problem is the education model today doesn't deal with a holistic approach. And that's what we are slowly but surely moving back into. And I want to welcome everyone who's beeping in, because I hear a lot of beeps. And this is the Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike, and we are talking about using the mind to maximize our body's health. Now, for thousands and thousands of years, I mean, we're talking 10, 15,000 years, as far back as ancient India and China, Ayurvedic medicine has been practiced, and is still practiced today. And it's gaining in popularity again, just like naturopathic medicine is gaining in practice today. And why is this? Well, Ayurvedic medicine and naturopathic medicine are really one and the same. They work on the premise that the body heals itself, and that nothing is piecemeal. Everything flows together, and you can't separate one thing without looking at something else. There's a neat little poem by Francis Thompson that goes, "All things by immortal power, near or far, hiddenly to each other linked are, that thou canst not stir a flower without trembling of a star." And that just simply says that everything is connected. It has been said that there's only a certain number of oxygen atoms that have ever existed on planet Earth. And when you take a breath and you breathe in, you possibly are breathing in the same oxygen that Jesus or Moses breathed in thousands of years ago. So we're all connected. Now, this is the problem. Medicine today does not deal with that kind of big picture. An old story from ancient Ayurvedic India goes as follows. There was a gentleman that was a citizen of a small seaside village on the east coast of India. He was a very sad man. After the death of his wife, all his sons and daughters forsook him because of his miserly habits. Morose with the happenings around him, he grew sadder day by day till he fell seriously ill and then passed away. Now, stories like this have existed and have been told and retold for centuries, because it has always been understood that there's a definite link between the mind, the feelings, and the physical body. Now, a new paradigm is developing for Western medicine, but it's slow in coming. And the knowledge is still considered elemental at best. But the mind has been studied more and more. And in particular, the idea that the mind and the body have a medically significant relationship where the state of the mind controls the well-being of the body. Now, this is new to Western medicine, but like I said, it's been accepted anciently for thousands of years by Ayurvedic tradition. So one of the struggles that I think many people face when they start looking at changing things, and this is a good example that we can take with people who've gone on our transformation cleanse. A lot of people have trouble because, for example, they don't like necessarily the taste of the power shake because they're used to eating fast food, pizza, so on and so forth, or drinking beer like Rodney was talking about before. And so what they do is they gulp it down, and it doesn't work as well. In fact, sometimes they get a lot of indigestion, sometimes it's just not, doesn't work. Well, we are given a mouth and teeth and a tongue, and our mouth produces saliva. And one of the purposes of saliva, it helps break down carbohydrates. So anytime you're eating anything that's a carbohydrate or has carbohydrates in it, which is pretty much every food on the planet, and that's including even things like meat. Meat has carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. But when you swallow something, if you are not a tiger or a lion that has 50 to 100 times the amount of hydrochloric acid in your stomach than a human does, you want to keep that stuff in your mouth for a considerable amount of time and chew it, even if it's a liquid, because you want the saliva to mix with it. Now, some people say, oh, well, you know, I don't like this. I just want to do it. Okay, well, I think this is part of the issue that we're addressing right now with the mind and the body being connected. Now, one thing that comes up often is the topic of discipline. People feel like, okay, in order to do this, I've got to become more disciplined. You know, I have to force myself this way or that way. And I have to disagree. Discipline is not the answer. In fact, using discipline to try and force yourself to do something that you're not that thrilled with normally will produce poor results. Which makes sense. Because the mind and the body are so connected and interrelated. So instead of talking about discipline, I would like to suggest another word. Now, it takes something to work on. It just doesn't pop into being all of a sudden. But I think it's a much easier term, much easier word to deal with. And the word is passion. If you can find yourself passionate about wanting to change, about wanting to create a healthy lifestyle, about wanting to lose weight and looking better. And by the way, I should say, you know, even though we advertise the Transformation Cleanse as the, you know, the fastest weight loss program and so on and so forth, that should not be the goal. The goal should be getting healthier, creating a good, healthy lifestyle. Because if we do that, proper weight and weight management will become a lifetime achievement and we'll never have to think about it again. But if we only use this to lose weight, to get into an outfit because we're going to a wedding or we want to look good in a bikini or whatever, and that's our goal, we're going to fail because we're going to be doing it over and over again because we haven't become passionate about a healthy lifestyle. And that's where the mind and the body have to cooperate together. It's crucial. Now, modern medicine, actually, for many years now, has actually traced some diseases, which they call psychosomatic. And they link these to certain mental states like fear, anger, anxiety. But deeper body-mind links, where variance of mental states directly affects body functioning on a day-to-day basis, were not really seriously considered by human biologists until recently. But in the past few decades, there have been a number of scientific explorations that support the contention that mental states like happiness and sadness have a direct consequence on the body's ability to fight diseases. Now, they've been able to come up with some of the actual science and the links that have been dissected to a certain extent. And so, you know, this new paradigm is coming slowly but surely. And there's no doubt that the role of the mind directly affects the immune system. That has been constant. widely accepted for about the last 30 or 40 years. And doctors recommend that, or recognize that, you know, a person who shows up with a common cold often has, within weeks, been dealing with a personal tragedy, loss of a loved one, or, you know, some kind of event that was considered to be rather shocking or at least chaotic enough that caused a certain shock. Now, what's interesting is that the human body is constantly being exposed to a huge variety of nasty bacterias and viruses. And even to be able to fight these things and ward them off is what our immune system is designed to do. The same with cancer. Everybody's got cancer cells in their body. And cancer is not the enemy. The enemy is what allows the cancer, or why is the body creating more cancer, is the question that needs to be asked. Now, we could talk for hours just about cancer. We're not going to do that tonight. But, so in other words, our bodies are constantly working to keep us in balance. And the body is constantly releasing chemicals and producing different types of cells that are always on the lookout for, you know, excess cancer cells, virus-infected cells, things like this. And so there's no doubt about the fact that there's a lot going on that we take for granted. And so the more we can become receptive to the amount of amazing, miraculous activity that's constantly going on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as long as we are breathing, it puts you in awe. And it's really helpful to think that once in a while, even daily, once or twice, to just stop and realize what is going on inside your body to keep you alive. Because when we're alive, we have the ability to interact with our environment, which sometimes is good and sometimes not so good. But the point is that if we don't have that ability, we don't even have that choice. So, really what we're talking about here is the idea of becoming more aware, slowing down, and appreciating what is really going on, not only in our bodies, but when we start consuming something like a healthy food or one of our superfoods, to have thought about it. In other words, you want to digest the thought of it while you're digesting the actual food in appreciation. And if you happen to cheat some time and have a piece of cake or whatever, you know, you're having a beer. If you're going to drink a beer, make sure it's organic. Otherwise, it's a chemical cocktail. But obviously, the awareness needs to be, okay, I'm doing this. And you almost ask your body permission. And it helps. It really does help. Excuse me. Now, one of the most important things that every one of us can do is to be conscious of happiness and inner peace. Most people on the face of the earth today do not even know what inner peace feels like. And perhaps many of you listening really are not quite sure what it feels like. And it can't be described. It can't be defined. It can only be experienced. And once you've experienced it, you know you've experienced it. And that's all that matters. And more research points out that being able to live a certain amount of time each day with a true sense of inner peace is the healthiest thing that any of us can do. And that's a pretty powerful statement when you think about it. So, in terms of all the calls I've been getting, especially people that, you know, are doing our cleanse, and I would say that, obviously, I only hear from the people that are having problems, and many, many people who do call are, have had great results, and they're really happy, and they want to do it more than once or even twice. And but the people that have not had the best experience, typically I find in talking to them or, you know, dealing with them through emails, that the problem is a disconnect. And the disconnect can be a whole bunch of different things, but there's several areas that seem to come up often. And one is in the area of exercise. And I've talked about this before, but this, I'm approaching this from this different angle now. If you go from 2,000 or more calories a day down to 600 calories a day, which is what our cleanse is, and you keep up the same amount of activity that you were doing at the 2,000 or more calories a day, and you haven't really communicated with your body what your intention is, the body gets very confused and will actually sometimes even cause you to gain weight or at least not lose weight. And I think the answer is obvious. Because if the body is being asked to do the same amount of activity, and you've cut the calorie count by more than a third, more than two-thirds, then obviously the body is going to be in a mode of what's going on here. And it's going to store whatever it can and not burn. So in other words, too much exercise can be detrimental to a cleansing program. But no exercise can be detrimental to no cleansing, because everything becomes stagnant. So in other words, this is where becoming in tune with your body and actually communicating with your body. See, the body has a mind of its own. Even Western medicine recognizes that the heart has its own mind. And this is an amazing thought when you think about it. It really is quite powerful. So in other words, our body is not like our automobile. But, you know, I don't know about you, but, you know, I've been driving cars for many years, and I have found that when I have a relationship with the car I'm driving and I treat it kindly, it seems to respond better. Now, I'm not trying to say my car thinks, but I think it's an energy thing. And the body, which is alive, is obviously a lot more receptive than a car. So, in other words, if you want to see some results from anything you're doing, whether it be our transformation cleanse, or you're just trying to get over a cold, whatever it is you're trying to do, remember that you need to involve the relationship between your mind and your body. That these have tremendous benefits. And you'll find that you'll be able to achieve goals that you've never achieved before just by simply connecting. That's the power. So I hope that this has been helpful. Like I said, I'm getting, you know, more and more calls that are coming in regarding the with the cleanse. People, like I said, I get calls from people who are having problems, not the people that are doing great. And so many of the people, I would say 95-98% of the people that contact me, the problems that are being expressed are in relation to, you know, just not being really in tune with where the body's coming from. Now, it's not always easy to do. I'm not trying to sweep this under the carpet and, you know, and say you're bad if you don't do this. No, it takes practice and it takes the desire. And once again, I like that word passion. If you become passionate about wanting to become a healthy individual, and if you become passionate about wanting to really connect your mind and your body together and realize that you're a whole person, body, mind, and soul. Every one of us has all three. And two of them basically go away. But the third, our spirit side stays with us for eternity. I'm convinced of that, and people from thousands and thousands of years are convinced of that. So, you know, that's my take on it. But for right now, it's this idea that there is a definite link between the body and the mind. And the more that you can acknowledge it and be understanding, compassionate, kind, and passionate about wanting to fulfill your dreams, you'll realize that it's not necessary to be that disciplined, because the discipline will follow naturally if the desire is strong enough. And that's where passion comes from. Desire by itself, you know, a wish, it said, isn't worth much. A desire is stronger than a wish. But when you're actually passionate about something, you're willing to do anything to achieve it. And that's where you need to be with your overall health and lifestyle. So friends, it's been a pleasure being with you again, and I will see you in 2 weeks again, which will be on the 24th. And I want to let everyone know that our church convocation is coming up, and we will be away and out of communication from Saturday the 3rd through, I believe, Wednesday the 14th. And this is the only time of the year that I do not check phone messages. I do not check emails. And it will say that on my phone, and it will say that on the email if you send one. So I want everyone to know, if you have anything that needs addressing, please contact me before August the 4th. Or it won't be until the mid-August that I get back to you. So take good care. God bless, and bye for now.